Hi, this is Tracy Holloway, and this is a Life Upgrade broadcast, Awakening Power. Welcome. There are further opportunities for you to embrace greater power and focus on what's important for you and your journey of awakening. There's nothing that you cannot achieve, as the creative power of the cosmos is available to you here and now. There can be much overwhelm and a great deal of turbulence as we ride the waves of this transformational time. And so it's a good idea to create the sacred space you require to let go and find that place of deep inner peace. There's nothing you need to do right now, and there's nowhere else you need to be. The power you have is increasing, and as you tap into the sacred journey of your infinite self, so you will know that you have agreed to take part in this evolutionary shift, and that you're equipped for the mission. It doesn't always feel like that. I know. It doesn't always feel like you know what you're doing. In fact, sometimes it feels as if you haven't got a clue. But this ebb and flow, this oscillation, this swing between certainty and doubt is all part of the shift. You may feel fragmented parts of yourself returning home to the heart of you. And you may welcome home parts of you which need to be embraced. Embrace them with such love as you learn to nurture yourself into totality. The fragmentation has all been part of the process of awakening. And so in truth, you're not broken, or in bits and pieces, or in need of rescuing and being put back together. But rather, you will have found information useful in various places, through various experiences, throughout the encounter of this human existence. And so you're in the process of welcoming back all of the parts of you who've been embodying, retrieving data, so that you can utilize all which you've learned. There are no mistakes in this beautiful, chaotic picture of life here on Earth. Everything is as it should be, and you are perfectly aligned. You can worry, should you wish to, and you can doubt, should you need to, and you can carry the burdens of others and the past for as long as you feel you must. But inevitably, you'll know and you will trust that everything is according to a great galactic plan to shift the frequency of the Earth. It's not about you. It's not personal. It's something far greater than we can imagine or envisage. It's so complex, yet so beautifully simple. And it's guided, and it's blessed, and you are here to play your part, as agreed. Nothing more to it than that. Nothing more serious than that. And yet it can feel so very serious. So serious to the mind, so very serious to our physical bodies, as we try to tussle with all the information available and try to make sense of it based on our past conditioned responses, our limited perceptions, the journey we experience as our small, insignificant self. The power we have is increasing. It's increasing every day. And yet we hardly know how to embody this richness, the higher qualities that we're being offered. We hardly know how to say yes to it and or feel okay about that decision. We'd rather negate responsibility, perhaps put it off till later, decide we were wrong or we were duped or we've been deceived. Denied. We would rather escape responsibility and blame others, or blame God, or blame ourselves for anything and everything we sense or feel. But what about beyond the blame? What about the space which exists there? What about beyond the denial of power and the retribution we believe to be true? What about the space which exists where we come face to face with the powers we believe control our destiny, and we open up a conversation from our heart to whatever that other power is, be it authoritarian control of some sort, or a godhead, or parental authority, some figure of power we perceive as much greater than ourselves? Who do we believe has authority over our creative power? Who do we believe is creating our world as it is? And what do we believe that we're here to do about it, if anything? Are we victims? Are we being punished? Do we think we've come here to experience lifetimes of persecution for something which was previously done or is being done now? Is there an end to the suffering? Can we end the suffering we experience within ourselves? Do we know how to? Would we like to? What would it look like? How would it be? Do we have to let go of what we've previously embodied in order to do so? And if so, what is it you've embodied as truth, which takes away your power and which now leaves you believing that you cannot awaken fully as you don't know how? Or you can't for some reason. What is it you've embodied as truth? What is it which takes away your power? What is it that makes you feel that you can't fully awaken? And what do you need to let go of? And what new information do you need to embody? And where does that new information come from? And what will you do? What will you do when you receive it? How will things be then? You are on a journey of awakening which questions the very power you have and asks you to consider and or reconsider where your power comes from and what it can do. You are journeying into further power, greater power, the power of the awakening itself. And so everything you already know about power must be questioned, re-evaluated, and then changes within your neural network and the energetic field of your DNA can naturally take place. The mind cannot remain the same, running the programs of the past. These old, outdated information networks are no longer relevant and must be upgraded. The power you have to recode your genetic information has never been greater. And in doing so, You embody information streams which not only support the awakening process, but also help to recode future DNA, creating a more evolved human race. It's not possible for any of this to happen without acknowledging where you have come from with your own more limited perspectives and where you're going as you open your heart and mind to something more. Those who came here to recode through the experience of transition from limitation into expansion, or scarcity and lack into abundance, or powerlessness into sovereignty, are in fact reprogramming the database of our shared human experience. The history we carry will have to be accepted and integrated if we are to truly learn to listen to the real truth within. Accepting that all has been part of the awakening of human consciousness, and through this historic journey, we have together found a new way of being, where the bridge between the old and the new is built. And the powerlessness no longer seems to fit as we rise in our collective sovereignty, united in our love for all which we create, in tune with the natural laws and in harmony with our beloved planet. We are creatures of this earth. We are also star seeds who came to embody the history, the stories, the pain and the suffering of this Earth's history, so as to recode it and together awaken to a new, more evolved way of being. And the truth is that this recoding is well underway. The power we have lost has not been lost without reason. In fact, it's not lost at all. The power we perceive we have lost is within us, and it's awakening. If you haven't done so already, then this is the time to gently close your eyes and deepen the connection to yourself and your own sacred inner journey. Breathe into this space. Allow yourself to soften. Soften with each and every breath. From the top of your head to the very tips of your toes. Breathe. Soften and open your heart, your sacred heart, to a deeper connection to all. You are connected through energetic networks of light to each and every person on this planet. To every animal, every tree, to every blade of grass, to every tiny grain of sand, every pebble, every rock, every crystal, stone and mountain. Breathe in this powerful connection. And allow this connected breath to ground your beautiful body, grounding the bones of you, bringing you into alignment with the new earth grid. Your connection through this network of light. Let it support you to be at one with yourself, being at one with yourself as a being of light, at one with the cosmos, connected to each and every celestial body, at one with the creative power which brings all into being. And as you breathe, surrender into the light, held so beautifully. Let go into your totality. Just breathe. Breathe and know you are at one with all. As you breathe and surrender into a deeper place of powerful transformation, you can recode within the information network and align with a much greater field of information. This recoding is part of a support process which this energetic network of light naturally provides. Nothing you need to do. Nowhere else you need to be. Just let go into this space and allow a deep recoding to take place. Let grace flow through you, into every cell of your body, to every fibre of your being, every molecule, every atom. You are here to let go more than ever before. And you can, and you will. And as you breathe, you soften, and more grace pours in. And the expansion you feel connects you to feel at one with all. Supported. Nourished, grounded, at peace. Let these waves of peace wash through you and wash over you to penetrate deep within you, to every part of you. Let peace flow through you. Open your heart to greater peace. Soften your beautiful self and allow that peace into every area of your body, to every part of your mind, into all those shadowy places. Let peace fill the space within you. Let peace be everywhere, all around you, nourishing you, comforting you, supporting you to let go, to just let go. You deserve so much peace in your life, in your body. Experience that peace now. Embody it. Know what it feels like when every cell of your body is filled with grace, filled with peace, filled with love, a deep sacred love that knows you, that's always known you, that knows everything about you. Everything. Let this sacred space that knows you oh so well, let Let it be there for you, more now than ever before. This is your sacred space, your place of peace, your place of bountiful light, where energy transmission can flow through you to the very heart of you. You are here to let go. And as you let go more than ever before, you see that as you rise in power, so you'll find areas of resistance within you. Let this light, let this peace, let grace flow into all areas of resistance within you. These resistant areas are also a natural part of the process of moving into greater power. And though they can feel uncomfortable at times, they do indeed serve a purpose. And that is to support you to rise and awaken the power of your own sovereignty. Sensing where you have lost power, that's where the discomfort is prevalent. Perhaps the place where you feel you don't want to look, or you don't want to dig too deep into the wounds of the past, where you feel you'd prefer to hide from, perhaps wait for a safer time. There is no safer time than now, and the time is now, and you are safe. You are safe, you are loved. And you matter. You matter. And you are safe. These places of resistance, sometimes disturbing or overwhelming emotional triggers, and the energetic hold they have and the patterns they keep you in, they create these feelings of being unsafe. Or that your safety is being threatened somehow. And once these patterns shift, then a deeper sense of safety in the world can be experienced and embodied more fully. So pour in the grace. Allow the light into these areas. This network, it's intelligent. It knows how to support you, to bring grace, to bring light, to bring peace into all of these areas of resistance. And so just let go. Let go and allow. You are recoding ancient, historic, collective and ancestral data. You are a space through which this is occurring. And all you need to do right now is simply breathe. Let go. Relax into this space. As you rest, as you relax more fully, a gateway of transformation will naturally open, and you'll be invited to move through this portal into greater power. Should you wish to take this opportunity, either now or in the coming days, weeks ahead, then this gateway will remain open. And the invite will continue to be available to you. The invitation into greater power is here, here and now. And you're here to take your place. You're invited to move through this portal, this gateway into power, and realign with a more connected, more empowered, richer, and more potent way of being. You will be gently shown the places within you where you lose power, and you will be guided sensitively, naturally supported and guided as to how to make the necessary changes to ensure that you take each and every opportunity to align with your sacred journey and move into greater sovereignty. The power you have is increasing. And here and now you can take a conscious, purposeful step into greater power, awakening power. And in doing so, you will be supported every step of the way. Your guidance team is always with you. Call them closer and share with them your conscious desire to take the next important step and ask for the support you need. And feel, sense, intuit that support around you. There is an upgrade of information and further energetic transmission coming to you now. And as you receive it, you are invited to take your place through this portal of power and align further with the overall process of awakening. This is your moment. This is your call. The time is now and you are here, here and now. This portal is open. The invitation is yours. It's for you to decide. And you are so very, very welcome to step forward into greater power, into your true awakening power. This is your moment. This is your call. The time is now, and you are here, here and now. You've heard the call, and you are perfectly aligned. This is a sacred moment on your journey of awakening. So powerful you are, so beautiful, so ready. You're so ready. Take your place. And as you do so, know that you are loved. You are loved and you are supported through this network of light, always connected, never alone. You are here to shine brightly. Step forward into greater light. Step forward into greater power, awakening power. You are one with all. And so it is. And so it is.